Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
So yeah, I could not be a drug mule. I'm too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Sam Warren reporting yesterday that it was Nick Chubb and Damian Pierce taking all the handoffs from C.J. Stroud at practice.
That's
the 1-2 punch, and I can certainly see that. Given Damian a chance under C.J. Stroud.
Sam Warren
reported that.
I noticed him because when they went up to West Virginia, it's a name that popped up on the timeline. I hadn't seen it before, but he works for the Chronicle.
He works for the Chronicle?
Yeah.
Well, they got a lot of guys out there. That's what we can expect. Nico Collins asked about, Nico likes to shoot the gun when he gets the first down. He's going to have to not pull the thumb down.
Yes.
He can do a point for a first down, but no longer can he.
No thumb movements.
No thumb movement. Like it's a shooting movement. That's, as Lance reported right after that happened in your NFL meeting, that's a point of emphasis this year. No more gun shooting.
No taunting as well. That's why Nolan Smith got his penalty.
How's spitting?
Well, that's always been outlawed, at least recently, and that's why it resulted in the best player on that Eagles defense not playing a snap of football.
That's real scumbag stuff with NFL players, too. Spitting on somebody is considered real scumbag stuff.
I mean, that
everywhere. NFL, what about just life in general?
Well, basketball there, it's like, whatever.
What? Unless you like that sort of thing, and there are people who do.
It is, and Jalen Carter doing that. If you missed it, Jalen Carter was thrown out of the game before he even took a snap. Spit on, one of the top two most impactful players for the Eagles, either him or – and I didn't think their rush was great on Dak. I thought their rush was pretty average on Dak, and Dak looked good. He threw accurately. I mean, CD looked great. I think Pickens is going to be good for them. I think their offense is going to be good. Their offense is going to be good. Dak is going to be a good fantasy pickup, is my guess, even though it was Javonte Williams who scored two touchdowns yesterday. How about this? The guy yesterday, we did our first brought to you by Taqueria Sarandis, winner, chicken taquito dinner. And all you have to do on Thursdays, and we'll announce during the show when it is, it could happen at any time. The Thursday game, they'll either be side or total, and either you'll pick it or I pick it, and if you happen to win. If I lose, then you win. If you win, then congratulations. But it's a $50 gift card. Well, he had over 47.5.
Oh, my God.
Over 47.5. Larry did. And they scored
and it was 44.
And they were rolling in the first half.
44 with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. And he didn't get there. Oh, my gosh.
That's a shame.
I'll tell you this. Listen, Cowboys under was the play. And everybody, all the books won last night, all of them, because Eagles over.
The good guys win the books.
I know it's about damn time. I worry about them, closing.
I think the Eagles were their own worst enemy. I mean, they had so many penalties that killed them. The first one, the penalty down the field, was it Quinyon Mitchell? Yeah, Quinyon Mitchell had the 34-yard penalty against George Pickens in the first half. Then they had the taunting penalty against Nolan Smith, but they had another one where they had the 15-yard. They had another on third and long, and they had, was it hands to the face? I'm trying to remember what the penalty was that extended the drive for the Dallas Cowboys, and then Dallas went down and scored. Eagles were their own worst enemy in a lot of regards. I thought the Eagles' offense looked really, really good in the first half. Second half, Dallas' defense got after it. I do wonder how much that 1 hour off really had an impact on both offenses kind of stalling out.
Well, they were both rolling in the
first half, and then all of a sudden they couldn't score at all. Now, Dallas did have a fumble down near the end zone, so
that
was going to be points.
And CD couldn't catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what the hell? Of all the guys.
They didn't run it as well with Javonte Williams in the second half.
That was a 2-2. that's a tough play sequence for Miles Sanders. Gets caught from behind by Zach Bond. Not known as a fast linebacker. In fact, he had not played off ball linebacker until now. But yeah, Zach Bond's like a 4-6 guy. Miles Sanders coming out of college was a 4-4 guy and got caught from behind. So I guess the wear and tear of being an NFL player has reduced his speed. And then he fumbles. So what should have been a touchdown, he got caught from behind, and then he coughs it up on that same possession.
The same possession. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and
against his former team.
Yeah, and there was a tweet out there that Jaden Blue wouldn't have got caught. And Jaden Blue is one of the guys who is part of that Cowboys backfield who didn't get any time. I don't think so. No. But that's the speed back.
Not even as a pass catcher.
Yeah, so tough on Miles Sanders. I don't know where that speed went, but he is officially faster, at least when they were drafted, than Zach Bond. It didn't look like it.
So they say that a running back will lose his speed by 0.12 to 0.20. Like, that's a lot. By, I think it's their fourth year in the league, is that the wear and tear beats them up so bad. So if they run a 4.4, a 4.40, they may be running a 4 at fastest, a 4.52 by the fourth year in the league, and could be as slow as a 4.6 already, that the wear and tear is that significant on most backs. And that, I guess that makes some sense. That makes some sense. It was Dallas is going to really miss. I mean, Marshawn Nealon did a pretty good job for them, former Western Michigan defensive end, but they don't have the same rush. Even though they did heat up the pocket a little bit, the first half, how are you Dallas allowing? How do you have no spy on? On Jalen Hurts? That
incredible.
Was crazy. And here's another one. In that big third down where he converted and the game was over, you had the defensive tackle, 97, was taking an outside track in the rush. Like, rush lane integrity is everything against Jalen Hurts. Why are you taking – because he was able to just step up in the pocket then and run for that first down
at
the end of the game.
The two touchdowns that they had nobody spying him, it's incredible.
It's insane.
It's incredible.
Yeah, they're in man coverage. You're in man coverage. You got to have a linebacker on them.
Sean, who's going to be playing beat the warehouse guy? Do we have a contestant?
We have our winner. It's going to be Tucker.
Tucker, you better bring your stuff, because warehouse guy was better last year. He sucked before. Last year he was better. I don't know if he continues now. We'll see, but he sucked.
What are you winning
before.
Here? Again? What's the prize again, John?
Four tickets to a game in the limo there and back.
Well,
nice.
As long as you don't live in Beaumont.
Yeah.
Beaumont. You'll get the tickets, but he won't drive you
he
there.
Ain't driving. He ain't driving.
No, we
Beaumont.
Did have that happen one time.
I know. He was
a guy
like,
from,
hey, we got a limitation.
Yeah, we got a
mileage
delivery
limitation.
Area. Yeah. We can't do that.
Will he do Woodlands?
Yeah, I think he does Woodlands. Yeah. Yeah.
What about Galveston?
I don't
you're
know.
Starting to get in the
League City? What if I win?
Victoria?
Are you in League City?
Yes.
I thought you were in.
No, I'm not in Baytown or wherever you
Clear
think I'm
Lake.
Yeah, come get
no,
you.
I live in League City. It's like 5 minutes past south
of
Clear Lake.
Menu. Somebody said Melwelde Moore, former Tulane Green Wave and Pittsburgh Steeler, has a Cajun restaurant, a Creole restaurant in
let's go.
Will I get to see Melwelde Moore there, or is it just his name on it?
He might be running in front of the house.
He may be cooking.
I'm asking.
You don't know?
I don't know. Maybe he's the floor manager.
I do know this. We're going to be at St. Arnold's tonight, and I'm sure St. Arnold's going to be there.
St. Arnold.
Yeah, he came in studio. The Saint came in studio.
The Saint actually came in, and I had to do a spot with him. He's the patron saint of beer. St. Arnold, our guy Lenny Ambrose is going to be there as well. I'm sure Lenny's going to be there. He's been a longtime listener. Love Lenny. Love all the people over there. It's a great time, and I'm really glad that we're having our listener appreciation party there today. Listen, you can experience the same thing we're going to experience when you have your private party there. They can do parties as small as 20 and up to 300. They have room. They have two different rooms. One is going to be the Investors Pub for a little bit smaller gatherings, and then for the larger ones, you've got the beer hall, which is what we're going to be using. And it's great because, you know, you can get people in there and do whatever you want from a food standpoint. They have a great menu. You can do pizzas. You can do sandwiches. You can do just appetizer, you know, an appetizer table where you have basically a buffet set out where people can go get whatever they want. And just constantly have a flow of appetizers sent out there. You already know they have some of the best beer that you're going to find, some of the freshest beer. Art Cars is a hugely successful beer that they do every year. They've got great cider and root beer as well. But they're going to take care of you. They're going to take care of everything for you so that your party can be great. No heavy lifting for you. They have audio-visual capabilities so that they can even, you know, help you if you have a business meeting that you want to have, where you're also looking to have a little fun but you need to get some business done. They can do that for you as well. It's St. Arnold for your private events. Get your holiday party there, but make sure that you book it right now so you get the prime time and dates available that you're looking for. So go to StArnold.com, click private events, and take it from there. StArnold.com, click private events.
Big day for me. I'm heading to game day after the show. About 1 o'clock today, I'm going to get my pellets put in. All right. There's different ways that you can do your testosterone replacement. You can get shots. You can take pills. You can do pellets where they're time-released. All right. This is something that I'm going to try because I have a hectic schedule. I'm on the road. I'm not here to go and get my weekly shots. So this is going to be the best way for me. Game Day will find the best way for you. Game Day is going to work with you to make sure that your testosterone replacement is going strong. It's as good as it can possibly be, that it works your schedule, and any of the peptides that they have as well, or any of the programs that they have to help you get to your goals. What are your goals? Where do you want to be? Do you want to be stronger? Do you want to be thinner? Do you want to be recover faster? Do you want to be more focused? Do you want to be better sexually? All of these things. All of these things Game Day and more can help you with. So you're looking for the best way to get your testosterone replacement. I've been doing it for years and years and years, and I'm with Game Day now, and I think they're just fantastic. You will find that as well. 11 locations around the city, GameDay.com, GameDayMensHealth.com, GameDayMensHealth.com.
Now back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-37. Now we got callers on John, we got some callers waiting on the line. They've been waiting for a little bit.
Yes.
So let's get him in here. Who's first up?
We got Jeff from Clear Lake.
Jeff from Clear Lake wants to get in here. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Lake.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I got a prediction. 23-17, Texans with the upset. Stafford with one turnover. I just wanted to get your guys' opinions, what your prediction was and what you think CJ was going to do tonight. And Sunday. And I may or may not see you tonight. I'll get off the phone. Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, we hope to see you. If you got tickets, we hope you get out there, Jeff. Come on. I don't think there's any question the Texans can win this game.
They can absolutely win this game. Because the defense is that good.
Yeah, and the offense has some explosiveness as well.
Okay.
We got Nico, we got Jaden, we got, you know, I think Stover's going to play a bigger role than...
Yeah, I do too. I wouldn't call him explosive, but
no,
I mean,
not explosive.
Nico, I think you have the best receiver on the field between both teams, and Nico Collins. I like Puka Nacua, but Nico to me is the most explosive receiver out there. It'd be nice if you could hit one. I think one of the big problems the Texans had last year was the same issue that every NFL team had, was a lot more shell coverages, a lot more two deep coverages. They took the deep ball away. And Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud struggled to figure out how to counter not being able to throw those go balls and those deep posts. They just weren't there. And I'm interested to see if the NFL has changed at all. If there's going to be – if teams don't rely on that coverage as much. Because if they do, it changes how you use Nico Collins. Like, you don't have Nico as a three – I mean, he can work all three levels of the field, but – let's face it, these quarterback numbers, if you looked at them at all, Joe Burrow's touchdown numbers, his over-under was 34.5 this year. I mean, that's crazy to me that it's relatively, I feel like that's low, but that's the reality based on how teams took away the deep ball last year. So I would love it if you could hit some deep balls. That was something that really helped C.J. Stroud when he was younger. His rookie year was he was able to hit some deeper throws than he did last year. So, that's a big one. If you can hit explosive plays, you don't have to win every play. If you can hit the most chunk plays, I think that's the one where having a big ball-winning receiver on both sides of the ball, I mean, on both sides of the field, that's a big advantage for the but now, the Rams have it, too. I want to make sure we say that. The Rams have it, too. It's just that the Texans have the preeminent cornerback in the league right now, one of the top two. So that's the big difference is we've got Stingley. But they got two guys that can win the football also, but so do we. So it's actually very evenly matched. They got a good defensive front. So do we. Ours is probably a little bit better.
The only reason they're favorite is because they're at home.
Yeah, I think that's basically it. I mean, they have fewer questions at running back and maybe, you know, and they have more experience together as an offensive line. But once you get past that, there's not – it's a pretty dead even match. I actually thought this game would go down to maybe 1.5 when it first came out, that the Texans, that it would move in the Texans' favor. But I think Joe Mixon not being there does hurt. I think that has had a little bit of an impact. And, well, I don't know. I don't think Cam Robinson made any difference. You know, if Cam Robinson was starting, that wouldn't move the line at all. I don't think it'd matter.
No. Listen, the 3 points is a home field advantage. And that's what the game is. I think these are two pretty evenly matched. I have no idea who's going to win this game, if you want to know the truth. I can see it going both ways. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a one-score game.
You're going to be there, right?
I'm going to be there.
So I'm curious for you to tell us how the home field is for them there. Because I know the Chargers don't have much of a home field in L.A. at all. I'm interested to see how the Rams are. I mean, the Rams have had some success. They've, you know, gone to a Super Bowl there.
I went last year to a game, and it was good.
Did you move there?
Yeah, we were there last. I've been there well over a year now.
Were you there for the football season last year?
Yeah, the whole football season I was there.
Oh wow.
Well, when do you have to wear a Rams hat to the game?
No, I'm wearing Texans.
Not you.
Do what?
Will Wendy have to wear a Rams
Probably.
Hat?
Probably. Yeah. They're the Rams station.
That's what I thought. So.
Channel 7's the Rams station.
She's not going to wear a Rams hat. You wear hats at baseball games. You don't wear hats at football games.
Have you met Rob Lowe? He'll wear just an NFL hat.
Wendy is not Rob
Lowe.
Wendy's going to be dressed up.
Yeah, Wendy's going to be dressed up. She's probably going to wear
a Rams jersey?
No, not in a Rams jersey. She doesn't wear jerseys.
Yeah. Okay.
She'll probably wear some blue and yellow, though.
Okay.
I would imagine. She's
you don't wear a hat. People wear hats at football games all the time. What are you talking? Maybe not Wendy. I'm responding to Lance now.
How about you?
People wear hats
Liberty
at football games.
Well, not Wendy. Not in suites.
I might wear the horns.
The
Texans
Rams
horns.
I thought you meant the Rams.
No, the Texans.
You're not
the Toro hat you're going to wear?
I could. You don't know. Hat.
Do you know that Sean has one of those?
That.
A Bevo one?
I don't have one. But Sean, you got one?
He's got a Bevo one, yeah.
Yeah.
Sean, you got a Bevo hat?
Yeah, a foam head thing.
With horns, yeah.
Yeah, with horns.
Oh, my God, that's so embarrassing.
He would have worn the ultimate fan with the paint on your face, John.
Yeah, you hear that guy. You don't want to be that guy.
On your face.
You don't want to be that guy on Sunday.
Yeah.
Sean will wear it after big Texas wins.
The Texans got sacked, and that's disgrace. But then they sacked Matt Stafford, put blood on his face. On his face.
Air Team. LTD.com.
That's true.
That is Air Team.
Yep.
Any other callers, Sean?
Yes, we do. We have Keith.
Keith, what's up?
What's Vanderbilt up to?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'd like to offer a formal apology to the group. It was a tough look for my brand yesterday. Amari Cooper signed off the street 10 days ago, retired. Tough look for veteran wide receivers. So I was really couldn't sleep much at all last night. Really disappointed there. My question for you guys, Vanderbilt, road to 10-2, continues tomorrow. Virginia Tech looked awful against South Carolina. Who do you like between Vanderbilt and Virginia Tech?
Virginia Tech.
I will say they did not look awful. I mean, the game against the ranked team was close in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was a good game.
I like Virginia Tech. Kyren Drones looked terrible, but the rest of the team stood up.
Oh, that was a good game.
Yeah, they stood up against that team that people think can make the playoff. And I don't know how it is now, but I know before the season, Virginia Tech was a favorite, so... On the road, their first home game, Vanderbilt on the road in a lane. They're desperate to win that game. They can't go 1-2. I don't
Keith
look the Keith thing. Fine, whatever.
With
but
the pain on his face.
With the Commodore on his face or on his.
I know.
Oh yeah.
Got a Commodore on his face. I like Virginia Tech. If Kyron Jones won't be terrible. If Kyron Jones isn't terrible, which is very possible, I like Virginia Tech in that game.
That's possible.
Yeah, it's very possible he's as bad as he was against South Carolina. He stunk. If he can play at a average level, I think Virginia Tech wins that game.
This is one of your two losses, Keith. So be ready.
Of all the losses, it'll be Virginia Tech at home or on the road for Vandy. I need it just so he will calm down.
We need to stop this.
We have not talked Vanderbilt football this much at any point in my life.
I'm not going to keep doing it. I just need them to lose three. Just get out of the gates on three.
Then we're done. All right. Let's break. Let's talk a little underdog fantasy here and then get back at it. Who wants in? 713-780-3776. Still ahead. Five star at 9 o'clock and Beat the Warehouse Live guy at 9:30. So that's what we're going to do here on ESPN on
the Jalen Carter stuff on underdog fantasy. If you did your picks, I think that got voided out because he never played an official snap. So, you know, if that happens to your player, you're not going to take the bad beat because a guy got kicked out of the game before you even had an official snap. But with underdog fantasy, you know, Javonte Williams was big winner with higher on rushing yards, went higher on touchdowns, and that was a big multiplier for you if you did that. Jalen Hurts, he had 0.5 touchdowns. You could go higher with him. He ended up with two. That was going to be a winner for you as well. Ended up lower on Saquon Barkley. Why don't you go take a look at Underdog Fantasy? Go download the app. I had Lamont reach out asking for what my passcode was yesterday. Passcode's Lance. What you do is you download the app. Use passcode Lance when you make your first deposit. Maybe you're putting $50 in. Maybe you put $100. Maybe you're putting $500 in. What they're going to do is when you put the passcode Lance in on your first deposit, when you play your first $5, five, whatever it is, five or more, they're going to give you $50 in bonus cash in your account. And that's yours to use. And so use that on, you know, however you see fit. You may want to stick with a lot of plays that are, you know, just two picks on your when you're picking them, because you want to. And that typically pays 3-1, but sometimes it pays a little less or a little bit more depending on what the odds are for, you know, the particular high or low that you're going for, because sometimes you can have some long shots and really take a chance on winning big if you decide to look for long shots. And with the football season here, there's so many games to choose from, so many players, so many stats to choose from. Lock in on the games you're going to watch. Pick some players out. Figure out how they're going to go, higher or lower on their stats, and play along with the games that you're watching. It's so much more fun, and you can win real money right here in the state of Texas. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates, which is Texas. Certain conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
All right, time to talk about HRNP. They're going to be there tonight in full force. We love that. They are part of our business plan, and they should be part of your business plan too. Are you looking for a great way for your company to take a next step? I don't know what your widgets are, whatever you sell. You could sell services. You could be, I don't know, you could any kind of business. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Here's the deal, is when you grow, you know, the responsibilities get greater. You have a responsibility to your employees because you want to make sure that they can, you know what? They're feeding their families, okay? I don't know how many families you're responsible for, but if you are responsible for families, you need to do the best job you possibly can to be as good as you possibly can so that your business succeeds. And HRNP helps you get there. HRNP does the payroll better than you do. HRNP does the HR better than you do. They do the taxes better than you do. They know the insurance game and the 401k game, and they pick and they help you find the right one for your business. They're just better because this is what they do every day. They have technology that you don't have. They're just great at it. You're not. That's not what you do. Do what you do. Let HRNP do what it does. You meet them tonight. If you're coming to the listener party, you'll see the guys that will be there. Talk to them and be better with your business. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Your home for Texas A&M Athletics is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Kick 'em. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Headlines, Astros lose 8-4. Had the bases loaded with Carlos Correa and then Christian Walker at the plate. You're right. Look back at that Pena at bat in the third inning, Lance. There was not one strike thrown, and he was called out on strikes.
Well, the foul ball was
the only one. Well, he fouled one off, right. He fouled one off.
But the thing is, he struck out and only swung the ball. They show, like, the graphic of where all the balls were. He swung once and struck out.
Yeah.
Swung and once. None of them were in the strike zone except for the foul ball.
Yeah, I mean, that was just bad. The umpiring was terrible. I thought the ball to the third to McMahon at third, he caught the ball and he was transferring it, and they called him safe. I mean,
yeah, that's a transfer. It's like we've seen that on double plays a million times.
100 times.
He caught it, and then he tried to transfer. It is an out.
What about the bat? What about Taylor Trammell's bat? What was that about? Just because there was paint missing off of the bat, now we're got to investigate it?
Yeah.
And Taylor Trammell said, I've used that bat, and it took forever. Just take the bat, confiscate the bat. If you need to look at it, the legal look at it. If it's illegal, then Taylor Trammell will be, I don't know, quartered and tarred and feathered. I don't know what you're going to do. But whatever, let's move the game along. I mean, you got to be in the box in 8 seconds, but God forbid if there's some paint off of a bat, it takes a half hour for you to resolve it.
Well, I guess that's in the rule book, that you can't have, that it's too worn, like you can't have two different colors. You can't have two different colors on the bat, and that's what it had taken. It had taken the lacquer off the bat, and so it changed. I mean, it took a long time. That was just... Man, what a weird ass game that was. You had they missed the call on the third base, which benefited us, the third baseman. They had the bat stuff that was going on.
Yeah,
you're missing calls at home plate. Like, it was just, it took longer than it needed to, and then you had a chance to tie it with a grand slam, and I was sitting there thinking, Carlos might tie this.
Yeah.
I thought there was a chance Carlos would tie it.
They both look bad in those bat.
Oh, you know,
bad.
Aaron Boone's the one who initiated it, the Trammell issue, and he talked about it. He goes, oh, I don't know. There's a discoloration on the label. I thought maybe it wasn't natural, blah, blah, blah. And Trammell was more upset that they're calling into question his character because he was like, I don't know what they're talking about.
So I guess
about.
He was with the Yankees, and Jeff Blum brought that up. Like, I know Blum didn't say this. Blum didn't say this. But I thought he was intimating that because he was with the Yankees, maybe they go, oh.
We know something.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Aaron Boone is the new Scott Servais. That's all. He's aggravating me now. That's all. We got callers. Mito is here. Mito, what's going on?
Hey. So with old trash ass CeeDee Lamb dropping all them passes yesterday, I was wondering, do they still get on the star players about dropping passes? Because I know if that was a third or fourth receiver, they'd be on their ass. That was just what I wanted to know. Mm-hmm.
Well, he is CeeDee Lamb, so they're going to stick with him, I think. If it was Turpin dropping all those balls, he'd have a problem.
Or Tolbert, is that the other one?
Yeah.
Who's not Pickens or CeeDee Lamb?
Right.
Yeah.
They're going to have a problem, but CeeDee ain't.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do to CeeDee Lamb?
CeeDee cost you a game. CeeDee said it after the game. And you saw him on the sideline going, that's me, it's me, it's me, it's
yeah,
me.
Yeah, thanks for the alert, CeeDee.
Well,
we all know.
What? At least he admitted it, and he's taking responsibility for it. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? He's CeeDee Lamb. You just
he had a good
on.
Game up to the fourth quarter, up to the
But that's what you pay him for, the 30-plus million dollar receiver.
Let me ask you quickly, because we've got more callers on the line. You're picking sixth, and Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb are there. Who do you take?
I'm taking CD. Because he's got I just don't know what you're getting from J.J. McCarthy. Although it really doesn't matter. Jefferson balls out no matter who his quarterback is.
As long as he's on the field.
I took Jefferson because there's no George Pickens there. I think Pickens is going to take some balls away. And Jordan Addison's not even playing. So I took Justin Jefferson. We'll see how it works out.
Is he playing?
The guy after me, Shu, picked after me. He texted me during the game. Thanks for not picking CeeDee. And I was like, hey, your guy can't catch. He sucks. Who's next? Mwelvi? Is it Mwelvi?
Is it Mwelde Moore?
Yes. Yes,
is it?
Not for real.
Yes, sir.
Tulane Greenway, Mwelde Moore?
It is.
That's right. I think you're on my –
what's going on?
Were you on the Steelers when my dad, Larry Zerline, was coaching? Weren't you on that team that won the Super Bowl or no?
You know, it's been a great ride for me, you know, from playing in the NFL for 9 years and playing in Super Bowls and winning 43. And you guys talking a little bit about a little football and a little bit about retreats, which is my new restaurant. And it's pretty amazing, man.
Yeah,
where is it?
Shout out to you. Somebody sent me that mess, so I went to your website and was looking at food, and I was like, man, this looks pretty good, and it's out where Dell lives. So our producer,
yes, sir,
Dell, who also has a show right after us, is out in League City.
Yes, sir. Yes, it's out in League City. We're right there off the interstate, exit 22. And, there's a lot of little things. I'm from Louisiana, born and raised, and, there's some things that really mean something to me, and the culture of Louisiana is beautiful, and wanted to share it here in the great state of Texas, Houston, in League City.
We're gonna have
to
go
down
there.
I want to ask you something real quick, Mwelde. I was watching. I don't know if you guys, Dell, have you seen Katrina Hell or High Water on Netflix yet? Spike Lee's
I haven't seen it yet.
It's phenomenal, but it also brought back a lot of memories because John and I were on the radio when Katrina all went down and the levees broke and everything, and we both had ties to Louisiana. I went to Tulane for a couple of years, lived there. My brother and sister finished at John Curtis, went to school in Louisiana, college, and it was kind of
all my wife's people are in Louisiana.
Yeah, so I was wondering, yeah. Mwelde, where were you when Katrina jumped off? How old were you, and where were you at that
time?
Yeah,
I mean. Yeah, you can't forget it. I mean, it was one of those things. I was in Minnesota, and it's kind of ironic, man. I was in Minnesota we were getting ready to play the Saints. So, we did some interviews and we talked about, you know, the devastation and all the things that happened at that time. And I mean, you know, I mean, your heart's pouring out because there's nothing you can do. You're helpless. You know, you can't do anything to help out besides, you know, give. And we did some things. We teamed up with some guys to try to patch up the construction side of it because, you know, some people couldn't get back in their homes. So I teamed up with Artie Fletcher and actually Lil Wayne was teamed up with this guy too. We all kind of in Madison Smallwood, and we're basically rehabilitating, putting these homes back together and filling the gaps of the construction loan because people couldn't get that construction loan that would help them get back in their home. So we were just trying to do our part, but at that time it was it was very tough and challenging to see all the destruction and everything that was going on. And then you know I'm playing football in Minnesota at the time, and you know, those, it puts into perspective of what's really important. You know, we give it all we have on the field, and it is a real game. It's a game of gladiators playing. But I mean, you know, the state of Louisiana and the city of New Orleans and the people there who went through that whole process, man. They're the strong. They're the heroes, man. They're the strongest people that I know. And you know, it's just the representation of how strong we are in Louisiana and the people that are there.
It's just a few days ago. It was the 20th anniversary of Katrina, which is why Spike Lee released his documentary. And there's actual footage from people who are on the ground in the Lower Ninth and who are in the Superdome, and it was amazing that, you know, we didn't have smartphones in, so it's amazing that there's this, you know, from video cameras that they were able to capture some of the stuff from on the ground that they did. But I highly recommend the documentary. It's heartbreaking to find out, like you said, Mwelde, how many issues people had with. I didn't know that Brad Pitt came in, raised a bunch of money. They started rebuilding homes with his Make It Right Foundation that he had, and then it turns out they were built so poorly that these houses started falling apart sometimes within the first year they were built. I remember going to the Senior Bowl with Danny. We drove through New Orleans from Houston to Mobile, Alabama, and it was dark, and we went straight through from Houston to Mobile. When we came back, we stopped in New Orleans overnight, and this was January of 2006. So obviously Katrina hit at the end of August in 2005. And as I'm driving in the city, you know, I just forgot about Katrina. We were talking football and Senior Bowl. And I look to the right, and I notice all the blue tarps on the roof, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Katrina. And then I notice a car upside down on a roof, and then a car, and it's like, and you realize there's just still nothing but destruction. And it stayed like that for multiple years. I still don't know if people, John, you remember when you and I did that job fair at 610, and we were at the convention center, and we were in, Jeff Van Gundy was with us, and some of the Rockets, or maybe yep. We were at Toyota Center Convention Center, one of the Toyota Center Convention Center, and I just remember the people who had come from New Orleans. You know, we were all proud of ourselves for doing all this stuff that we were doing, and then you realize, man, people were in shell shocked. They were still shell shocked. They couldn't even hardly talk, and you start realizing the devastation that they had gone
through.
Houston's filled with people. I've got friends who are from, came over just because of Katrina. You probably find that all the time, Mawelde.
Absolutely. Hey, we got a break. Mawelde, what's the name of the restaurant again?
It's called Retreat Bakeries and Eats, New Orleans style Bakeries and Eats. It's amazing. We cook everything in house, and then you know our daiquiris actually have real liquor. We're not a beer and wine daiquiri place at all. So it's a very amazing place, and gives people a taste of Bourbon Street. So you know we're really happy about it.
That's awesome. But well, there more, and it's at I-45 and what's the exit?
So it's exit southbound exit 22, I-45, headed towards Galveston, 1504. It's amazing. It's kind of crazy. Our address starts with the New Orleans number, 1504 West League City Parkway, League City, Texas, man. And, you know, it's just it was meant to be, and I'm just so happy to be able to give people a taste of Louisiana. You know, from my heart and soul, from my family to everybody else. We get a lot of Louisianians in, and they give us a thumbs up every time, man, because we hit the nail on the head because, hey, we are Louisianians. This is what we do.
If you want to check out the website, it's RetreatsDaiquiriesAndEats.com. You can see all the things they offer, a wide variety of Cajun dishes. You can check out RetreatsDaiquiriesAndEats.com is the website.
Great stuff. Hey, Mawelde, best of luck with the restaurant. Congratulations. We appreciate you being here.
Hey.
Mawelde Moore, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Former Green Wave, too. Willie Fritz, he had to be excited to see Willie come to Houston from Tulane, or maybe he wasn't excited about that. Maybe he wanted to stay.
We got to combine here,
right.
Because we got five-star at the top of the hour. So let's combine. Let's talk a little John Datspit, and when we come back, five-star is going to be giving you some winners at the top of the hour right here on ESPN 97.5 live from East River 9. Don't you go anywhere. A little John Datspit first.
Yeah, John Datspit is a big sports fan. I saw watching the baseball game last night, saw his NIL deal with the Longhorn baseball team. He went to University of Texas, did his undergrad there. I think he got 2 degrees from University of Texas, and then he got his law degree at University of Houston. And so, you know, he's a finisher now. Once he starts something, he finishes it. 3 degrees. From 2 different schools, he is a very driven person. He is a very, when he sets his mind to something, he gets it done. He is intense, and that's what you want on your side when you are dealing with someone who's got to fight against insurance companies that are looking to basically squeeze you when you've been injured and, you know, save money for their client. If someone else's negligence has led to you going into the hospital, having medical bills, you know, not to mention the pain and suffering that you go through in some of these car accidents, offshore accidents, work accidents. This is something that needs to be accounted for. Your time missed from work. Do you have a serious injury that's going to prevent you from working long term or even maybe for the rest of your life because it's physical labor and you can't do it anymore? Well, who's going to fight for you? Well, John Datspit's going to fight for you. And like I said, he is a fighter and he is a winner. He does not lose. If it gets to court, they already know they're going to lose if it gets to court. So most have to settle with John. And he has the leverage because he understands the law and he understands how to win for you so that you get a fair settlement. 713, call now. That's the phone number. If you Put it in your phone now in case you ever need it or someone you know needs it. 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.